So last week we had, I think I recorded on May the 4th, which was, you know, the Star Wars May the 4th with you. And then the next day was Racist Chips and Salsa Day, and I totally forgot to mention it. Racist Chips and Salsa Day is Cinco de Mayo on May 5th, and years and years ago, when I was podcasting before, I mentioned that I thought it was racist to have chips and salsa on Cinco de Mayo, because that's not really what the day is for. It's all about Mexican independence, I believe. But anyway, that has become a joke every year, so like Big Fatty says, thanks to Archer, Racist Chips and Salsa Day. So he says that every year. And I said it to him on Twitter because he mentioned it on his podcast last week. Anyway, I missed it. So anyway, hopefully you guys enjoyed Racist Chips and Salsa Day.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Thanks to Archer, Racist Chips and Salsa Day. So he says that every year.
Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4758. WFO for two, I say Tuesday the 5th of May 2026. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all have got several gas reports, and I'm gonna tell you all about the day. Yes, we're ready. Mexicans, Big Fatty, you're a cunning linguist. I am. Hi, everyone. I hope your Racist Chips and Salsa Day is going well. Y'all, that was Archer from back in the day. You know, Archer may be gone, but he will never be forgotten. If Archer is remembered for two things, well, probably three things, dude, you're leaking, and Racist Chips and Salsa Day, and what was the other one? Big Fatty? Well, I just thought of it. What was it? Racist Chips and... Oh, and Apple Snack Products. By the way, how appropriate that there's an Apple Snack software update. Oh, no, Racist Chips and Salsa Day. Big Fatty, I wonder if there's a dude that's leaking to make it the trifecta. I don't know. Big Fatty.
Big Fatty podcast with his pals. Puts out tunes that always rock the house. Sweet kitty, purring to the beat. Everyone's moving, can't stay in their seats.
Have played the Mexican jumping bean song. Well, I did. El Rio de Tiempo earlier was close to that. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. It's Racist Chips and Salsa Day, and I hope that all of, today, May the 5th be with you. Everyone is Mexican today.
Yes, Big Fatty, do you like my sombrero? Hello, Senor Gordo. I am Senorita Poodolina.
Senorita Poodolina, you're looking lovely. And, do you know my good friend Chiquita? Chiquita Banana, Carmen Miranda.
Oh, yes. Yes, Senor Gordo, we know. Yes, she's a big old fruit, just like you. Anyway,
before there's, I go any further, y'all, I received word over the weekend from that Brendan. You know, Brendan used to be a lurker, but y'all, he's busted out of the lurker shadows, and y'all, he keeps Big Patty in line. You know, he won Miss Bacon's money, naming the host of Ruination the early years. You know, that's Gail and King, and sometimes it's King and Gail. But anyway, he says, "Big Patty, I believe this past weekend's broadcast was a repeat of the previous week." And y'all, he's exactly right. I don't know how I got the dates confused. Oh, Big Fatty, we're all getting used to it more and more every day. It's just so sad, so sad. But, y'all, I reposted with the correct audio on Monday afternoon. So y'all, if you get Ruination the early years in your podcast feed, you make sure you go back and get today's little show. Big Fatty, how would they hear that if they hear the Ruination first? Well, they're very wise. They're very wise. Oh yes, Big Fatty, very wise. But let's see, y'all. After I spoke to you yesterday, it was a quiet evening here in the villa. Yeah, it went down to like 49 degrees, so it was lovely, just lovely. And I recorded the LFC. So Veda and I did the LFC. Y'all, this coming week, you know, it's Mother's Day. Some people spell it M-U-T-H-A. Some spell it M-U-D-D-A. Hello, Mudda. Hello, Fada.
Big Fada.
But anyway... Y'all, I'm going to be quite the character when I'm put in the rubber room.
Big Fatty, it's under construction now.
Where was I going? Oh, Veda will be visiting his hat arena for Mudder's Day. And so we... We're not quite sure where we're going to record for this coming week. But anyway, after we did that, y'all, I had an opportunity to just, you know, I had not slept much or very well on Saturday night. So, y'all, Sunday, I was tired, and y'all, but I stayed up. I did not take a nip and nap because I wanted to make sure that I slept like a baby. And y'all, right after the 60 minutes was over, y'all, it was good. It was a good episode. Y'all, they had all these birds, but they were gorgeous, just gorgeous. And what was I saying? And birds and flowers. So, you know, how is 60 Minutes bad if they do stories on birds and flowers? After that was over, I just piddled around here in the villa, and I did, you know, the new washer and dryer have a larger drum. And y'all, I have some throw rugs here in the villa, and there's one that I take with me to the mudroom. And so y'all, needless to say, it probably needed a good steam cleaning. And y'all, I threw that in the washing machine, and y'all, it's lovely. It's just lovely. And so I decided to throw a couple of the others here in the villa in there. And y'all, it's just nice to have something large enough that you can easily put a large, like a bedspread or something in there. And it fit, and it's got room to move around and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, I did some laundry, and then I... like I said, slept like a baby, and y'all got 100 score on my Apple clock, sleep monitor. And woke up on Monday morning about, it was probably around 6:30 a.m. in the morning. Y'all had got 8.5 hours sleep, 8 hours and 45 minutes, something like that. So it was a good night's sleep. Got up, had my coffee, read my e-paper, did my puzzles. Y'all, the puzzles were tough. For Big Fatty, the Wordle, y'all, it's one of those puzzles that there's probably 15 different words that it could be, and if you got it before you ran out of guesses, it's just you just happened to guess right. After that, y'all, I was off from the morning nipple walk. Did Fat Acres, did the Big Circle, came back. Y'all, I was watching The Price is Right, and, you know, the news had just started, and this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming? A dance. When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, I know. Squeaky gentleman caller, you've been busy this week. Y'all, it's my 35-year-old that I, gentleman caller that y'all, I hadn't seen him in months. And, he evidently has Mondays off, and he said, Herbert Quarty, what are you doing? I said, thank you for calling. And y'all, he came over, and y'all, it was absolutely, when I say this, I really mean it. It was just lovely. And the humpity and the bumpity were done, y'all, we sat and talked for a little bit, and then he was on his way. And was just piddling around here in the villa, did some more laundry. And so, y'all, I've got all clean underpants. Big Fatty, no, you're not fooling the soul. I've got clean pants and shirts. And y'all, now here I am. Oh, no, y'all, I put in a loaf of sourdough bread. You know, it's the bacon, the take-home, take-and-bake that you get, and you just cook it. You know, it's kind of cooked, but you just finish it off at home. And, y'all, this is a rye sourdough, and, y'all, it's delicious. Just delicious, I tell you. And, y'all, now here I am recording the... Oh, no, wait a minute. Over the weekend, y'all, you know, the rain came down here in Fat Acres. And, y'all, when I got home Sunday, I checked the rain gauge because, y'all, we hadn't had rain in months. And we got almost 2 inches of rain. And, y'all, one last thing, I received my annual invitation from the Burries. You know, that's Drum Major Kev and Brian and the Burry and Danbury Jr. To come to Meetapalooza on Memorial Day. I doubt that I'll be able to make it, but I'm looking at the calendar. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. And, y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
Talk to him, and I don't know why. but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Baron Frosty. Cue the music, I have a question.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Today from the one and only Mr. Cackle. Mr. Cackle, what you got?
What the hell do you use a garbage disposal for? Whenever I buy a house, that's actually the first thing that I tear out because I think they're stinky and gross and they're always breaking and I've never in my life used one. So whenever I buy a house, when I redo the kitchen, I immediately have the garbage disposal removed. So you were talking about a garbage disposal. What the heck are you using it for? Let your listeners know. Thanks.
Dick, I see y'all. That, of course, is Mr. Cackle. And Mr. Cackle, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. This is an excellent question. Clearly, someone of your stature would not know the answer to this because it's almost like saying, Big Freddy, what do you use an oven for? Because, you know, Mr. Cackle is known for his non-cooking skills. Mr. Cackle, you know, when you papaya for like for right. And Fatty's and Granny, it doesn't quite finish off his cone or whatever. There's some bits in there. And rather than having to scrape everything off in the garbage can, y'all just put it in the garbage disposal and off it goes. Yes, we pay garbage disposal at its finest. Yes. Yeah, Gussie, y'all got several gas reports. Y'all, you know the turnip head. Y'all, he's up there in the northern Mexico. He says that their petroleum up there works out, you know, when you convert it to American dollars, $7.30 a gallon, which would probably make Dr. Stone feel better because he paid $5.89 a gallon, but if he'd used his charger plate, it'd been $6.09, and Mr. Cackle paid $4.29 for his gas. Big Fatty, Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, it's just crazy. It's just crazy. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, heading over to the Page's Oakery Grill for supper with my lady friend today, because, you know, they're having the Cinco de Mayonnaise celebration at Shady Pines, and she didn't want to be there. I said, thank you for calling. I hope you have a wonderful Racist Chips and Salsa Day. And y'all, let's take a moment to remember the person who brought it all to where it is now. Archer, anything you want
to
say?
Thanks to Archer, Racist Chips and Salsa Day. So he says that every year.
Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito.
El Gordo Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.